The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Paz, and this podcast is about seven different breeds of dogs and everything you need to know about them. This week's podcast will be about German Shepherds. A male's weight is 65 to 90 pounds. A female's weight is 50 to 70 pounds. A male's height is 24 to 26 inches. A female's height is 22 to 24 inches. And the length is about 3 to 4 feet. Its energy level is super high energy. This is a disclaimer. I have never had an actual German Shepherd. I've fostered a couple of German Shepherds before, but I wouldn't call them mine. Okay. So German Shepherd loves family, is good with young children, and is okay with other dogs. Sometimes the German Shepherd will drool, and sometimes it's open to strangers. Just play it by ear, because you don't want something bad to happen to the stranger or to your dog, because then that would not be good. And German Shepherds love to play. They love to play fetch. They love anything that has exercise. They love walks or saunters, and they love to go on hikes. And they are super protective. And they are super adaptable, and they're easy to train. They have a lot of high energy, and they need mental stimulation. So one thing for German Shepherds to get rid of their energy is to go on long hikes or walks or to play fetch. Some other things you can do is go to like dog parks and get their energy out there. So some things you can also do to have a German Shepherd be restful and not have any destructive tendencies is to go on runs. You can play fetch, like I've already said. You can train them with different trainings, like sit, lay down, roll over. And you can also have them swim. So I suggest you go to like a lake, not like a pool, because then the German Shepherd shed, so it would be a pain to have to clean out the drains after your German Shepherd swims in the pool, especially when they shed twice a year, because that would be a lot and lots of hair. Another way you can get your dog's energy out is by obstacle courses in your backyard. It can transfer coordination. You can lay out cones in a line and then have your dog go around them super fast, then train them to go super fast or in between the cones. You can have like a chair you can have them jump over, like a stool you lay down on the side and have them jump over. And progressively get it higher. Okay, maybe you don't want to do that because then they might jump over your fence if you have a fence. So I would not recommend doing that, actually. So you can buy obstacle courses if you want on like Amazon, Chewy, all that stuff. But if you don't have the money or don't want to buy the obstacle courses, I would recommend like getting for a tube. You can get like cardboard boxes and then tape them so it's just one long tube, and then you can also just use your boxes because that's a good thing to reuse. You can also, if you have like a hula hoop, you can just hold it up high and have your dog jump through the hula hoop, or you can create obstacles where your dog runs through the tunnel into the hoop, then does that again and again and again, or you could something else like that. Another thing you can do is bike drawing. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but it's where you tie your dog to your bike and then you ride your bike and he pulls you, so that can get his energy out super quickly. If you like to bike ride, if you don't, well, I guess that's not for you then. And then you can also have mental stimulation. You can have obedience training and training to help your dog your dog's mind get active and reinforce commands. You can also have nose work to gauge their natural scenting abilities with games like Find and Seek, or Find It, and then you can also put dog foods around your face, then go behind your back, and then change your dog food to each hand, and then hands go from behind your back and have your dog point to which one. You can also have puzzle toys that can help use your dog's mind. And then I know we like to get in routines and have it be the same thing day after day, because then that's just easier and you don't have to think as much. But for a dog, new routines would help stimulate the mind, because that will keep things interesting and it'll keep your mind, your dog's mind, entertained. And then if your dog's mind is entertained, you'll probably be entertained also. So some things to consider is start slow. Because if you do it too fast, too quickly, you either hurt yourself, your dog, or both. And I especially think that I would not want that to happen to me. So I don't think that happened, that you'd want that to happen to you guys. But once you do routine, do it like a couple times a week, and then eventually change it. Not a lot, but like slowly. And then listen to your dog's body language. Some things to know, like if your dog's wagging your tail fast, then he's obviously excited. If your dog is on the ground with his belly up and looking at you, that means he wants pets. So if I were you, I'd definitely give him pets. Some things, if his ear, if he's like trying to shrink down but is all on fours, he is timid, and I would not put your hand anywhere near his mouth or anything you don't want to get bitten near his mouth. So rest. Make sure your German Shepherd gets enough rest, because it's good for the dog and you don't want to hurt your dog. Especially after strenuous activities, make sure your dog gets rest. And then there's some health issues that I think you'd want to have some help. So hip dysplasia, and to do that, you should adjust your exercise accordingly. And I'd also have your dog under supervision when he is doing exercise, especially when you're in new environments or where your dog is swimming, because then you might need to rescue him or her. And with the new environments, you're not sure if your dog will be set off by something, especially if you adopted your dog, because they have a whole previous life before you that may have been good, may have not been good. So I just want to double check. And whenever you're taking your dog on a long walk, a hike, or a long strenuous activity, I would also recommend having like a collapsible water bottle that you can give your dog, so he or she has plenty of water to drink, because that's exhausting for a human, and we don't have a coat that's fluffy and super hairy and keep you warm, and that will just drive your dog to heat exhaustion, and that hurt your dog, and I don't think you want that. I personally don't want that, and I don't think you would either. So on average, your dog needs at least 1.5 to 2 hours a day to meet the physical and mental needs. As I have said previously, it could include long walks, jogging, playing fetch, or engaging in interactive games or training sessions. Yes. So your German Shepherd is super intelligent, and that's pretty awesome, because you can train them to do impressive things that not all dogs would be able to do. Yes, your German Shepherd will shed a lot, and it has a medium coat, and so I'd brush your dog once every other couple of days or once every day if you don't like your dog's hair on your and anywhere actually. So A German Shepherd will shed a lot 2 times a year. When your dog sheds twice a year, I would definitely comb him like every day when that happens, because your German Shepherd has 2 coats, and that's personally a lot of hair. So I would definitely brush him once a day. Some things you can do when brushing your dog to help him get more comfortable is you can get a brush that's easier on the fur. You can also pet him with treats. You can also pet him if that works. Yes, a German Shepherd will get zoomies because he or she is really active, and that's one way to get their energy out also. Yes, German Shepherds will dig. Because they are a dog and dogs dig. If you get all the energy out, they will have less time to dig because they are so super tired that they won't have their energy to dig. I personally don't know if the German Shepherd's dogs will bark at their own affection, because I haven't really had a German Shepherd for long. But I would, if the option is open to me, I would definitely get a German Shepherd in the future. For the dog's toenails, I would trim them like once every month if they have not been naturally grounded by like dirt, cement. But if you're taking dogs on long walks or taking 1.5 hours or 2 hours a day to play with your dog, then ideally your dog's nails should be grounded down. Okay, so German Shepherds will bark about half the time, and they are super productive, so they will bark at other people or other dogs when they're getting too close, and they want to protect you. Okay, so now for some story time. As I have said, I have not had a German Shepherd, so I don't really have a lot of stories. But I do have some stories because I fostered 2 German Shepherds. One story is we had tennis balls, and we were playing fetch with the tennis balls. And the German Shepherd really loved to play fetch. She wasn't very good at getting the ball back to you. So I think that what she learned when she was adopted, she needs to be trained in how to do that. So that will also get your dog's energy out. But she found a basketball, and me and my brother were playing basketball, and she wanted to play too. And then when she found it, she played with it, and then it got popped really quickly. So if you have a German Shepherd and they want toys, be good to get them something that's almost unbreakable, because they will break it or pop it or do something with it or bury it. So yeah, I would definitely get something that's almost indestructible, because they might tear the indestructible thing to bits too. So one thing I also got for my foster German Shepherd dog is I would get like a rubber toy, and then we'd play tug of war with it, and she loved that. But I was not that strong at the time, so she'd mostly win. But then she'd go and play with it by herself, and then she'd rip it to shreds too. So, yeah. Yes, they will lose their mind when the doorbell rings, because they are super protective and they want to protect you. Thank you for listening. This is DJ Big Paws signing off.